Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hadn't pressed record, had I? Should I play it again?
Yeah.
Now that we've pressed record.
Oh, okay, that might be good.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Twit to woo, and how are you? Also, I just did a big slurp of my cup of tea because I thought you were being like slow, trying to press, find all the things.
Yeah.
So the slurp of my tea might coincide with the...
Oh, I don't think it did, actually. I didn't hear it at all.
Helen
did just ask me though before we started recording, can you hear me if I slurp my tea? I was like, no, I can't. There she goes, 1 second, let me actually slurp it. And what does it sound like when you properly slurp? Imagine thinking your professional microphone wouldn't pick that up. It's the loudest sound in the world.
I don't know what it is about this mug, but it's so... I can't drink it without...
What's the mug?
It's just a sort of normal mug.
And what's on the mug, though?
It's white.
So what, just a plain white mug?
What? It's a plain white mug, but it's a mug I've not drunk out of before, and I'm sort of forgetting how to tip it, and instead I'm trying to use suction powers. Do you see?
No, I don't see at all. I don't understand why a different... Like, mugs are all... Is it a particularly strangely shaped mug?
No, it's sort of a regular shape. I don't know. Let me... 1 second. Let me try doing a tip.
Yeah, it's fine, wasn't it?
It's not as good, though, as the slurp.
No, I would say it's better for the podcast, if I'm perfectly honest.
Better for the ears of the listener.
Yeah, I just imagine most people have switched off already. No one wants that sort of slurpy start to their morning.
Do you know,
Friday.
When I used to do... So I was in the radio show The Archers, and I was the daughter of the main farmers. And when we used to give birth to calves...
That's not right. What's the thing? What did I just sing? I sang a different theme tune.
Doobie 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 doo.
Oh, yeah, that's The Archers. I was doing... What's that?
I don't know, but I prefer it.
Carry on, sorry. When you give birth to calves.
So you'd give a birth to a calf and there'd be a person called a spot, which is the person who essentially makes all the sound effects, and they just stand next to you, like, drinking a cup of tea for you or, like, cutting up things on your plate for you because you're holding your scripts and doing your acting. Anyway, when you give birth to a calf, they get yogurt in their hands, like big handfuls of yogurt, and they squelch their hands together.
Oh, no.
To make the noise of the... Of all the liquids that are...
I love that it was such a regular occurrence on The Archers, giving birth to a calf. It was like a regular sound effect.
Yeah, it was really... That was the main thing that I was doing, was pulling calves out of cows. And they would squelch all the yogurt, and then they'd have a big tea towel that would be like sodden. Is that the right word? That sounds like a rude word.
Nope,
is that
it's fine.
No, okay. Yep. Okay. Sodden.
Don't say it again, just for your own little... weird pleasure.
There'd be a sodden tea towel.
That was a hat trick of soddens.
And then they would throw it onto like some hay, so it would make like a... Well, not that, because that's me hitting a table.
Yeah, I know, I get what you mean though. Yeah,
do you know what
like
I mean?
A splodge, like a...
Like a... Yeah, the sound of the calf falling onto the...
Wow. Like a splat, that's the word we're looking
splat.
For.
A splat. A sodden splat.
A sodden splat. We've only got our episode title very early this week.
Also, we should say that Tom is here.
He isn't, is he, famously? He's not here yet. We're recording this very early.
Mm-hmm. 8:30 a.m.
8:30 in the morning.
But
which
it is
I know
a Wednesday.
For humans feels normal, but for me, it's very early.
You're not very good in the mornings, are we? No, we're very good today.
Just don't get up for them, really. Like, I work until... Last night, I was working until about 2 a.m., I tend to just work till about 1 or 2 a.m. because I'm good at night, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Something in my brain suddenly switches on.
Yeah, 100%.
Like post 11 PM. Yeah.
Yeah. Although the problem is at the moment, what I'm doing is writing songs for a project, and that requires me to sing. And I think it's all right because I don't think there's anyone either side or above me. But I do sometimes get a thing at sort of like midnight when I'm just warbling away, going, my poor neighbours. But I'm pretty sure I've never had any complaints.
I was going to say, can you post on some sort of community Facebook or WhatsApp group and say, can anyone hear me?
Yeah, well, I don't really want to sort of draw attention to the facts, you know? If not, they might just think it's someone playing music quietly far away. No, yeah, basically, there's definitely nobody either side of me, like on this level or below. The only thing is there's people above me, but there's a concrete ceiling and I know the people above me and they would text me, you know? So that's fine.
Yeah, oh, then you're definitely fine.
So yeah, just self-conscious, you know?
Yeah. Do you properly go for it? Do you belt it out?
No, I don't, but sometimes I have to if it's like the wrong range. But it's also a project where it's like a comedy thing, so or a lot of the lyrics are really
rude.
Not rude, just like if they were overhearing it and didn't even mind that I was singing, they'd be like, what the fuck, he's gone mad. Like there's a whole section in a song yesterday where just naming people whose initials were JC. So I'm just singing Jeremy Corbyn, Jeremy Clarkson, Jimmy Carr, Jackie Chan, Jackie Collins, like just Jasper Carrot over and over.
Wow, there's loads of them, isn't
there? There's loads, right? Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
There's loads. So
yeah, that does sound like you've slightly lost the plot.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just here going, Jeremy Corbyn, Jeremy Clarkson, or whatever. And I just think, God, if someone could really do a number on me, you know? Record that.
I do know. Oh no.
So never mind. Look forward to the fruits of my labour when that comes out.
So have you never been in a position where I guess right now I was gonna say where your work has meant that you have early starts. Probably, yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
what a stupid question.
Yeah.
Do you ever have to wake up and do things?
No, my general rule, and it always has been, is that I'll try not to get up before 10 AM. That's my general rule of life.
Wow, that is late.
Well, yeah, that's because I don't mean wake up, I just mean get up, you know, physically up.
Yeah, no judgment here, because like you say, if you are up till 2 AM...
Yeah, I'll tend to sort of work in bed for an hour or something, but... but no, occasionally I do have to do stuff especially if I've got to go somewhere.
I can hear breathing.
I've heard the breathing of the man that's going to absolutely... We're doing a thing next week where we have to get up, we have to get a 6 AM. Oh no, we're not doing that anymore, are we?
We're driving on Wednesday night now, aren't we? I haven't told Beth that yet. I might just disappear on Wednesday night. If she goes to bed early, which she often does...
We have to drive before the evening, don't we? That's the problem. Like it's such a long way.
Oh, I quite like an evening drive, Dave. We can see that, you know, a lot of the services on the M4 now, the M&S have got a new stay open later policy, which is pretty life-changing.
That's
actually good. Yeah, it's pretty big because that was the bane of our lives coming back from Wales after the league, is going in and dreaming of M&S at sort of 10, 10:30 and ending up having to...
The Burger King dregs, wasn't it?
Oh, not even that, mate. WH Smith bins. It was like those people who get bread out of bins.
Hey, don't fault the bins, yeah.
Hey, watch
also,
it.
Tom, did you ever Bailey's last night? Your voice is about 2 octaves deeper than...
I'm hanging out my arse.
Are you?
I saw something on your social media about you being in some sort of public house, which is very unlike you.
Yes, very Tom, unlike what have me. You been doing?
I thought I'd try some of... I've heard about this stuff, the fun. Do you know about the fun?
Fun.
I'm familiar with its work.
Fun. So a friend of mine was having the fun going to one of the pubs watching the football, and it was... too tempting to resist. It's the first time I've been to watch Liverpool in a pub since before the lockdown, and I got a bit carried away, and they had table service, and the guys I was with were slightly more hardened, believe it or not, hardened drinkers than me, which is...
Oh, really? Oh, they'd had a drink, had they?
They drank faster. It's more that they drank faster. Right. I actually got there first, and so I kept saying, but I started before you, but they overtook me, and I was double parked within, and triple parked within seconds. I had like... it became a kind of bit like flight control, air traffic control, just all the different beers on the table, trying to work out which were mine. And turns out most of them were mine. So I went beyond my capacity of 4. I think I strayed into the territory of 6. And then I had a Bailey's at the end, which very much
you
curdled.
Did. I'm so... Oh, no. In your stomach, in your mouth, or in the fridge?
Yeah, in the stomach. But then on the way back, I had to get milk. Beth got me to get milk. We were out of milk. So I went into the supermarket, pissed, and sort of with that pissed hunger. So I ended up buying 2 pints of milk and then wolfing a full packet of Oreos on the walk home. A full, ladies and gentlemen, packet of Oreos.
What a life. Wow. What a time to be Tom Price.
It really was a great night. Thanks, guys. 5-1 as well to the mighty LFC. So I've had a great few hours, but I feel like dog shit now.
Yeah, and are you going to tell this story on Magic FM?
Yeah, word for word, mate. I'm gonna lift the recording of what we've just said and I'll stick it out just before the 8 hour on Saturday morning.
I have a very kind of...
My hangovers are very stomach-based. I don't know about you guys. I don't really get the headache and the feeling like... I just feel like I've been poisoned.
I'm trying to think. Mine's a full-body attack, really, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I just... the older I get, the more I just... The next day is a complete write-off in every real aspect. You know, if I had kids like you, I couldn't touch this stuff. You know,
Yeah.
Maybe
I must admit.
Maybe we should all go teetotal.
Oh, I contemplate it so regularly. The older I
love
get.
That it's all or nothing, isn't it? I just like rather than just drink a little bit less.
Well, this is something I haven't put on the WhatsApp agenda, but I might put on the WhatsApp agenda.
Do
in a
it.
Well, I'll just talk about it now instead, though, because it's relevant to the conversation.
Yeah, it makes more sense to talk about it, yeah.
Sober October, I don't know what it's called, is upcoming, and my friend Mark and I are going to do it, I think. So I can report back on how
Have
my life changes.
Have you ever successfully done a, like, dry January or
I think I did one dry January successfully once, yeah. I've done a number of failed ones, certainly.
I don't understand what the pinch point is with when you're not drinking. As someone who doesn't drink, like I could stop drinking now, especially now with a slight hangover, but where are the difficult moments where you're like, oh, I just want to drink? Because I've never in my life thought I really want to drink, ever.
No, it's not even that. It's just that there are, and I've got this already... There are events or parties.
I was
going to
say,
really
Tom,
fun.
I think if you have friends, then it's quite challenging. If you have friends in a really exciting social life, like me and Dave,
yes,
then it is challenging.
Yeah.
Halloween parties are a real bummer for Sober October, aren't they? Because I know you say going up with Diet Coke, but it's nobody really wants to go to parties. And watch loads of drunk people when they're sober. But that's just not...
But I used to, when I was at uni, I always drove to campus for the big Monday night disco. And everyone was really shocked, but I just didn't... I used to have loads of Red Bulls and get really, really messed up on sugar and then drive home sober as a judge. It was a good system. But you kind of get... Try it, right? Try it. Go to a massive party where it's all like, hey! And don't drink, but just drink loads and loads of something else, whatever. And you naturally get carried away with it as the evening goes on. I promise you.
Aww.
Yeah.
It just makes me sort of question humanity. I have been a sober at a party and I just go, you are all awful.
Yeah, I find it bleak.
I'm very misanthropic. I must admit, I am very misanthropic.
I'd rather be awful than be watching awful people being awful. Do you know what I mean?
That is true.
But I do hear you. I went to a wedding recently and I made a real choice to, like, I did have a few Proseccos, but I really stayed level-headed and I did have a really good time with all of the... But I was...
What you've also done there, Monks, is have a few Proseccos. Like, and you're not a big person. Like, what you've done is go, I went to a wedding and I had, like, 6 drinks. And
all
I did tiny,
was
have
a bottle of Prosecco, a couple of Jaeger bombs.
Oh, my God, guys. Like, I don't know why you drink. I can have a really fun night out with just 9 drinks. What are you playing at?
My friend Tina announced she was giving up drinking. I'm not going to have it anymore. I've drank too much. So she stopped drinking and we went over and she was halfway through a bottle of wine. And we were like, what are you doing? She went, oh, you know, I'm still drinking wine.
Oh, no, Tina.
Yeah, I'm still drinking wine. I've just been on having like gin and stuff like that. I'm still going to drink wine, of course. Like
it's different.
And then the idea of not drinking wine was like, no, that's appalling. It's just not possible. It's just not possible. I think, I don't know. I think you do need to have advice. Like, because I don't drink much, but I do have lots of sugar and chocolate and stuff. And that is my vice. So I'm probably going to get diabetes instead of a hangover, you know, which is arguably worse.
Sort of cheery. Bleak tone. Yeah.
Can I tell you about Michael Mosley? Do you know Michael Mosley?
Yeah, Dr. Michael Mosley.
Yeah, I might have already talked about this. He's a doctor.
Google Dr. Michael. He's the man that fronts every single medically thing on like Channel 4, where it's like, well, we've got some new research into how everything works.
Hi, I'm Michael J. Mosley.
Yeah, he was born in India, born in Calcutta. That one. His maternal grandfather was a bishop.
Oh, I didn't know any of those things, but that might be true.
180 centimetres tall.
Yeah, 5 foot 11. Yeah.
He's got four kids.
Oh, New College, Oxford alma mater, yeah?
It's never not funny making Wikipedia sound like a conversation. I think it was 2012, he did Eat Fast and Live Longer, didn't he? That was on BBC Two, I think.
Yeah,
I
that was right. Yeah, that was just because the January after that was when he did The Genius Invention. Invention. I've read it wrong.
My Wi-Fi's too slow. I can't.
Didn't he co-present that with Cassie Newland?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's a, Cassie.
Cassie's a British archaeologist, public historian. I think she's an academic as well. Cassie. She's on Time Team between 2006 and 2013. Anyway, go on. So Michael J. Mosley, Doctor.
I'll tell you, on that subject, isn't it mad? I've never heard of... what was her name? Cassie Newland.
Ruth.
No, but I've never heard of any of the people he's co-presented any of these shows with, but they're all huge TV
women.
Presenters. Not women at all. Like Mark Miodownik that he also presented The Genius Invention with. I've never heard any of these people, but you click on them and they've all got hugely successful television
Alice
careers.
Roberts.
Like, you wouldn't have got that in the 60s, would you? Like, someone that was on TV all the time and you just never heard of them.
No. But is that you getting older and out of touch, or is that just because TV has just got so many bits going on?
1 million TV channels, isn't there, and 7,000 streamers, and it's like...
Yeah.
Do you remember, even in the 90s when I was a kid, like, if you're on TV, that was like a fucking massive old deal, and everybody knew you, even if you didn't watch that show. Whereas now, I just feel like you could genuinely present 10 series of a TV show on, you know, cravefx.com. channel or whatever it's called, you know, like there's loads of channels like that, and just nobody, just nothing.
Oh, don't. That's so bleak.
Well, it is for you as an actor, mate. You could act in loads of stuff and no one ever know who you are.
That sounds great.
It's the dream. Just want to work and not be famous. Thanks very much. What are you acting in today, Monksy?
Oh, it's a NDA signed thing.
Okay. What are you acting in today, Monksy? Ask again, obviously. NDA means you have to ask twice. That's how it works with most actors. They say, there's an NDA, and you go, yeah, cool. What are you doing? And then they tell you absolutely everything.
Well, I'll tell you off air. Do you want to bleep it out?
Yeah, go on, tell me quickly.
I can't actually remember what it's called. It's called...
This... Yeah. Is it about... stuff, or is it historical?
No, it's about...
Right.
We've got to stop this because that last 25 seconds has just been a series of bleeps.
Let's pick back up. Come on. Okay, good luck with your job today, Monksy. Anyway, Dr. Mosley.
Yeah, well,
not the son
no,
of Max Mosley.
Michael Mosley. I don't know if I recommend him, but I've been listening to his Radio 4 show, Just One Thing, where he tells you just one thing to change your life.
Oh, yeah.
And every day is a different thing. So there's like having a cold shower, getting up early and going for a walk. It's like really basic things. One is eating dark chocolate.
I don't want to do any of those things.
Well, this is the thing. I was just thinking about, Dave, you saying you're not a morning person earlier before Tom came on. I'm not a morning person either. But then Michael Mosley told me to get up and within the first 2 hours of being up, go for like a brisk walk, I'm on a walk.
Right.
And you'll become a morning person. And it's worked.
Have you done that?
Yeah, so I did it maybe about, I did it maybe about three times. And then I was a morning person.
What do you mean you were a morning person?
I mean, now I like getting up in the mornings and looking at the sky and I feel happy to be awake and in the day. Whereas before, no matter what time I would get up, I would be very unhappy to be woken up. I'd be like, no. And it would take me at least... I mean, half the day, really.
You're telling me you went on three brisk walks and then now you're a morning person?
Yeah. Try it.
That's all it takes.
And you know what I really like about it is it's not like get up and go. It's like get up in your own time and within the first 2 hours of being awake, go on a really brisk walk.
How long for? Like three minutes?
You're supposed to do it for half an hour, but I just did it to the end of my... to the end of my road Tether. And back.
Right,
yeah.
Right. The end of the road and back. I've got this image of you at like at dawn, still dark outside, and you stomping down the road and back again. Feel good. I'm a morning person.
I'm off. I'm out.
So just go back over it. Are you supposed to get up particularly early and go for a brisk walk, or is it just
when you get up.
I have always been a morning person to the point where when I was at school, I was at boarding school for the last few years of my schooling, and I used to fucking infuriate everyone because I was so chatty. In the mornings at the breakfast table, everyone hated me because I love the mornings. I wake up and I'm like, bah, 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 bah. I'm not an afternoon, and then I'm definitely not an evening person.
Well, this is why I'm worried about us driving in the evening, mate.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, I'll sleep in the back. But I just find that the thing about these things, the Michael Mosley thing, is how do you make changes, right, that you keep? Because everyone reads a self-help book or finds a life tip or has a cold shower or starts doing a thing, but they all drop off and you end up being the same person. That's the question. So how are you going to make this stick?
So this is my whole thing about Michael Mosley, is I worry that, because it's very faddy, like it's all, because I think he created the 5-2 diet, I might be wrong about that.
He sort of popularised it, definitely. That's when I think I first watched a thing of his, was when he did 5-2.
Right.
I don't think he created it, or maybe he did create it. I don't know.
Great idea, 5-2.
But he definitely did that. He did like the big old horizon thing about it, didn't he?
Yeah. And I think his whole thing is like, it's fads, isn't it? It's like, because the fact, it's, yeah. But 5-2, I think the concept is that it's a fad that you then do forever. Yeah. And I guess same with the cold showers and stuff. But he gives you loads and then you just have to pick the one that works for you. So like my favourite one is hot baths before bed, because apparently it helps you sleep really well, because you get really hot and then you get out of the bath and then your body starts going into sleep mode because it's cooling down, like the night is coming.
Oh,
how cute is that?
Cute bodies. Oh,
cute bodies. Sorry. They can be tricked. And so that's a really easy one to like keep doing. Because
you say that, but having a bath is such a faff.
Oh no.
It is. Like, it's not like jumping in the shower quickly. You've got to really like prep and, you know, you need to set some time aside.
So... what's your bath oil of choice, guys?
Oh, it's a Redox.
No.
It's a Redox. No, I'm a Bave man.
No, what? That's wrong as well. Badados, lads. It's all about the Badados.
No, go on to Bave. You're gonna love this, Tom Price. It's a real Bave.
Bave.
They have I got advertised that on Instagram.
It's like, I think that's Helen sipping from a hot bath there.
Yes, it is. There's just lots of great stuff in it. And I've never had a better bath.
No, Badados, lads. It's all about Badados. What's your favourite bath oil? Give us a tweet. You know the number. There we are. It's a chat we can take on to next week. Is it time to stop for an advert for bath oils? Is that where we're at? I can't see the time today because you started, Dave. You're in charge.
How long do you think it's been?
Ooh, feels.
My whole life.
Feels several hours. 15 minutes on the nose, I'm going to say.
How the monks?
I'm going to say 56 minutes. No, wait.
Right.
No, I mean 26 minutes.
22.
Wow, advert time, come on. Oh, he's played long.
No.
He's played long.
Oh, it's good. We can have a dance.
Love this day. Having a lovely boogie. Yeah.
Ads. The head of the Iranian FA wasn't going to give us the rights until he suddenly went, Mr. Bean, and pointed at Nick. And then, so he then reenacted the scene that Nick does with Rowan Atkinson.
He said, you nicked Mr. Bean's camera. And I said, yeah, that's true. He said, Mr. Bean put a bin on your head. I said, yes, that's true. He said, Mr. Bean poked you with a pen and you made a noise. I said, yeah, that's true. And then he paused and he went, I will be Mr. Bean. So there I am in the office of the Iranian oil ministry with a bin on my head and he's poking me with a pen. The famous sloping pitch with Chris England, Nick Hancock and guests from Great Big Owl.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well done. Well done, everyone. Well done. Well, that first half was as long as a normal episode, wasn't it? 22 minutes. I hope these listeners are enjoying this.
I can't even find Badidos on the internet. You type Badidos.
Badedos. Badedos, I believe.
Sounds like that cheap stuff you can get that's a rip-off of Adidas.
Yeah, Bandidos Motorcycle Club is what I get when I type it in.
Oh, hang on, maybe it's Badidas. B-A-D-E-D.
Oh, that sounds even more like an Adidas rip-off.
Yeah, Badidas.
Badidas.
Would you like some Badidas?
Where'd you get those trainers from on the market? Badidas? Yeah, Badidas. Listen,
what would you call a rip-off that was a bad Adidas top?
Rubbishidas.
Crappidas.
Unilever. I have some news, which I think we should start with just because I feel out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I put it in the WhatsApp agenda, which is that I have a new phone and therefore all of the WhatsApp agenda from my WhatsApp has been deleted. So I'm really dependent on you guys reading out the WhatsApp agenda.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I have two pieces of news. Okay. Yeah. One is my new phone. Yeah. I love my new phone. My new phone's amazing. The other is when I posted a screenshot on the WhatsApp agenda.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
What happened?
Tom, did you notice it?
Tom, did you notice what the screenshot was? So I sent
a
screenshot.
Where's WhatsApp agenda?
Well, if you've not noticed it, well, you can have a look and see if you can spot what we're talking about. So I screenshotted my own phone and it's a screenshot of the WhatsApp agenda chat, which for me is completely empty. It just says you've been added to this group. Yeah. You were added.
I didn't understand what was going on when you sent that. I was just like, you've gone
mad. Yeah, you sent a screenshot of the WhatsApp agenda WhatsApp group. Yeah.
Yeah. And can you see anything on it that might be noteworthy?
You haven't put my number in your... in your book, have you?
Yeah, so it says Dave.
You haven't memorised my number. Dave, and it's just my number.
And then it's a long number.
I'm just a fucking number to you.
No, right. So Dave then DM'd me separately and was like, you do know you've not saved Tom's number. So I then had a panic and I was like, is it too late for it? Because you hadn't seen it on the chat. So then I was trying to delete it from the chat.
So funny. This is all about 2 a.m, by the way, wasn't it? Like, it was really late.
It was. But it said, can only delete for me. It couldn't delete for everybody else. So it was too late. So then I said to Dave, right, I'm just going to fill the WhatsApp agenda with other stuff so Tom doesn't notice. But then I couldn't, nothing happened to me. I have some really big news that I discovered then. Post all of this panic, loads of numbers in my phone were saved to my phone and not to my SIM. And so I wasn't going to bring it up because I was like, that's awkward. I didn't save Tom's number. But you are saved in my old phone. I've checked and everything. I can screenshot it if you
probably
like.
Probably don't look at the WhatsApp that I've just sent you.
What is it? Helen Monks, just checking in. Hope you're great.
It's not quite what he's done, is it?
No. If you look carefully at the screenshot I just sent.
Oh, you've unnumbered me.
No, I haven't. I never numbered you either. I haven't unnumbered you at all. I've never saved your number either. I don't need to. You're on the WhatsApp. I've done it with loads of people.
Oh, well, this is really awkward now.
I haven't done that for about 3 years since I discovered that people can tell when you haven't saved their number.
What? How can they tell?
Because
they
can't see your profile picture until you save your number. So
no.
Anyone in your phone that's just like a grey...
No,
you know,
I can see Tom's.
Avatar.
I can see Tom's picture.
Well, maybe because you're in a WhatsApp. I don't know, but it depends on your settings, maybe. But yeah, I got called out on it by someone who said you haven't saved me in your phone.
Oh my god, guys!
And I thought, well,
I genuinely haven't
know
done it because I just don't need.
And to be honest, Tom, what's great is I'm not offended, also feel better about. But it's not a lie to make you feel better. Like I had saved your number, so it makes me feel like an even better person.
Right?
Because I'd saved your number, but you'd not saved mine. So.
Yeah, you absolutely win here. You absolutely win. I'm fine with that.
It's really fine, doesn't it?
Also, that's all because someone's messaged me saying, Helen Monks, just checking in, hope you're great. And I've not saved their number either, so I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Who are you?
Has someone actually said that?
Yeah, that's why I thought. No, I have a message from a number that's unsaved. So I just assume that was Tom.
Well, some would say this might be the problem with not saving numbers in your phone.
I have saved, I've got a few people on my phone whose names are, who is this? Or name is a big one. Question mark. Where I've got a number. And then you save it, and then you go to WhatsApp, and you can see them because you can see their profile picture on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
I've done that a couple of times and discovered certain people. Oh, shit, it's them.
My God.
Can I tell you about... So I messaged my friend, Amy, whose number I had saved twice. Like, I had two different numbers. And yeah. I accidentally messaged the number that's clearly her old number. And I got in this very long exchange with this person who isn't Amy. And I said, sorry, I have Amy's number. And they were saying, I don't know any Amy. And I was saying, no, I thought you were Amy. And they replied and were like, I do not understand. So I sent this really long message being like, I have a friend called Amy who used to have a number, which is now your number. And I sent this and I thought it was really... And they replied saying, I don't know an Amy and I don't have Amy's number. And I was like, no, your number is Amy's number.
You're basically living at Amy's old house. That's the only way to describe it. What is wrong? How can they not understand this?
I know. I wanted to give them a call and they were like, where do you live? And because they thought that, well, I think they thought I was trying to get hold of an Amy and they were not an Amy, they were a Julie.
I'm now.
Nightmare.
This is always a nightmare that happens. I'm now aged by my numbers prefix because I'm an 07968er and that is people who got onto Orange in about 2001 are 07968ers. Yeah. And we're a tribe, the 07968ers. We really
are.
How do you
know what your tribe is?
Because of the number?
No, but how do you know when it was like...
Oh, because everyone who... Basically, 07968 was the sort of Orange prefix for about 2 years, between about 2000 and 2002. So if anyone's got that, you're always like, oh, you got your 07968? Oh, yeah, me too. Did you get your... Yeah, I started on Orange 2001. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. So you've still got the same number that you had when
I've now had the same number all of this century, I believe.
Now, were they sequential?
Great question.
Because
I'm an 078er and that will be even earlier by sequential.
Yeah, 078er is I think Cellnet from the late 90s.
No, it's three.
That's because three was part of Cellnet at one stage.
Was it?
As three started off as a subsidiary of Cellnet for about a year. It was a BT Cellnet thing, yeah.
They've done such a good job of keeping going, haven't they, three?
They should be called five now, shouldn't they? Surely.
They are still going, aren't they? Three.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I've been on various networks since then, but just always taken my number with me. You know, it's the fourth largest mobile network operator in the United Kingdom.
Three.
Yeah,
should be called three then, should it? Should be called four. This is the best chat we've ever had on Cabin Fever.
Oh no, I really need to know what everybody's network is now, and then we will move on.
I am. EE to my tits.
Well, this is actually interesting. I should have put this on the WhatsApp agenda, really. I'm EE too, and there are good benefits to being on EE. I will
Coverage
agree.
Is very good.
Is it?
Coverage is by far the best. Yeah.
But last week, I told you I went to the wrestling, didn't I? Did I say this last week?
You did.
Well, no, we haven't done this, though. I haven't done the most important part. I think I just moaned about hot dogs or something. But... But at the O2, my God, I almost immediately switched to O2 there and then when I was at the O2 because I was with Mark Haynes, who is on O2. And he goes, mm-hmm. have you done the O2 thing here? I was like, no, I'm not on O2.
What's the O2 thing?
The O2 thing is you get your bloody O2 app up, right? And I shit you not, the queues for days, you walk past every queue, you go to a special lane on the right-hand side, the O2 queue, you walk straight in past thousands of people. You go to your own private bar where drinks are 20% cheaper. I was like, this is insane. It felt like the best VIP lounge I've ever been in, but it was available to anyone on O2. But I just don't think anyone on O2 even knew about it.
Basically become a member of the royal family.
It was honestly mad. I was like, we're having a drink in the bar just outside, you know, just outside the O2. I was like, oh, we can't go in yet, mate. Look at that bloody queue. I have to wait until it dies down about. And he just literally... downed his pint like a fucking absolute cool guy. He went, follow me. I was like, oh my God, what's about to happen here?
And that only highlights how few people are on O2, doesn't it?
I just think it highlights how few people are aware of this. Because I've seen like this O2 benefits thing before, but I don't think I would ever clocked it would be that good for just having a mobile network, you know?
Yeah.
But presumably that only is eligible at the O2.
And all the O2 venues around the country there. There's loads of O2 venues, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, that's true. O2 Academy.
Yeah, and you get it in all like the big festivals and stuff. Yeah, you know, the British summertime and all that sort of stuff.
When I was on O2, before I swapped to, GIFGAF, the mobile network run by you.
GIFGAF was so shit. I was on GIFGAF for a bit. I hated GIFGAF. Hated it.
I remember when you were on GIFGAF because I couldn't call you for 2 years.
Yeah, every time. Hi, you've got through to Tom's voicemail.
Wait, what? Because the coverage was just so bad.
Because coverage was so bad every time. I just used to walk around and go ping, ping. What's it? Oh, is it a message? Is it this is pre WhatsApp. Is it a little iMessage or something? No, it was just endless voice messages coming in as a text message. You've got a new voice message because you walked past a tree. We don't have coverage under a tree.
Oh my gosh, I've maybe people just don't call me, so I've not noticed.
Are you on GIFGAF still? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, I love GIFGAF. Oh, yeah. The only thing is, I don't understand how a tiny, tiny little micro SIM chip that you put in your phone can change the whole experience. Like, how does that change the coverage? Like, what's the science behind that?
Because it's tuning into a different frequency provided by a different provider, and the frequency is stronger in different places.
Oh, so all the masts, like O2, have their own mast.
Yeah, they put a fuckload of masts on a pub near us, and it looked ridiculous. It honestly looked like the side of Red Dwarf. I don't know if you remember that shot. Red Dwarf's covered in areas. Anyway, it was ridiculous, and they put so many on that the pub roof fell in. The whole of the top of the pub basically fell off and nearly killed someone walking past.
No.
Yeah, it was real bad. Real bad. Mind you, the coverage was excellent near there.
They should nationalise the mobile phone industry.
Well, that's what O2 was initially. It was BT. It was nationalised.
Oh, really?
Then they went private.
Oh, boo.
I think they should nationalise. Okay, if we're going to talk about nationalisation, if we're going to get political here, Helen, you fucking started this.
We
should nationalise insurance. Insurance is the biggest scam in the known world. It is unbelievable. If your car insurance, say it costs £400 a year, the actual reflection of the risk in that £400 is about £15 or £16. The rest of it is pure motherfucking profit for the pensioners. Unbelievable.
That's
a bit of a... No, fart in a lift, isn't it, doing that?
I concur.
I've been looking at bike insurance this week, so I'm interested.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, to insure your ridiculously expensive electric bike, which I still need to have a look at, Dave.
Did we talk about that? We did talk about that, didn't we?
I'm not sure we've really gone for it, though. I'm keen on talking about that.
Also, I do need to say, we need to do the WhatsApp agenda, but I don't have the WhatsApp agenda, so someone else needs to take the reins and say the first thing on the WhatsApp agenda. Sorry to cut you off, Tom.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say...
You started, so you may finish.
Okay, fine. We'll come back to Dead Spike. Muscular Dad was yours, Helen.
Oh my gosh. So one of your children, which one?
Riddle Me Wilfred.
Riddle Me Wilfred drew a picture of you.
Yeah.
And you were so muscly.
It's really nice. So there was, it's in his, I don't know what the topic is called, like... not general studies, but some sort
PSHE
of...
PSHE or like...
PPE, something like that.
PPE.
And it's where they talk about religion and philosophy and also love and feelings and all that shit. Anyway, the front of this book, which came home the other day, because when you every now and again kids bring home their completed books and you put them away in a loft for 20 years. And the first page was a big box that says, in printed out, it says, who loves you? And then there's a box and the kids have to fill it in. And my son drew a picture of me and wrote, Daddy. Who loves you, Daddy? And I saw it and I was like, oh God, I'm just going to go and have a weep. Shit.
It's beautiful. But also, he's drawn you with like four biceps. I am quite ripped.
Yeah, I've got three muscles on each hand. And certainly on the right hand, that is a fairly good reflection of a self-employed man. But it is still astonishing. And also very big, blocky teeth. And also, as Dave's probably about to point out, a lot of hair. She's delightful.
I mean, you know.
No nose as well. No nose. Thanks, mate. So, there we are. Petrol shortage on Saturday, Helen.
Oh, well, it's sort of everywhere now, isn't it? We don't need to talk about that.
Well, we do, because Tom and I are very smug, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are.
Oh, yeah, I thought of you both, actually, with your electric cars.
I do. I mean, it is funny. It's a couple of times I've driven past big queues at petrol stations. It's not funny. It's quite serious, actually, but it is quite funny.
It's funny when it doesn't matter, when it's people who it clearly is okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we're at the ambulances need petrol stage, it's dreadfully worrying, isn't it?
Yeah. But for me, it was quite funny because I was fine. I just had to drive around for ages. But I got myself a nice Costa in the queue.
How long did you queue for? Yeah.
So, well, total, it was probably about 3 hours worth of...
Fucking
hell! Yeah, I really needed, like, So my car was being driven as part of like this touring show we're doing at the moment, and we were going to Oxford, so we needed enough fuel to get to Oxford. And the first station I went to didn't have any, and then I drove around loads and loads that didn't have any, and then I got back to the first station and there was a huge queue, so clearly it had been topped up. And then I sat in that queue, and I only sat in that queue for maybe about half an hour, 45 minutes. But by that point,
that's still mad.
Yeah.
I know. That is really mad.
It was okay, though. You just think, well, look, worst things.
Yeah. Oh, worst things.
Well, worst things happen. Yeah.
Still, though.
It's still a bit annoying, isn't it?
It is a bit annoying. But also, I do hope there are people who voted for Brexit stuck in the queues. And I hope they're thinking it gives them time to think about what they've done. To reflect on what they've done.
Christmas
McDonald's bag. Oh, so when I was on Magic last week, we got a Deliveroo Thursday and Friday. We were absolutely living the dream. And the McDonald's we got on the Friday arrived in a Christmas-themed bag.
Yes! Oh, no. Yes! Yeah. I've been trying to persuade my flatmates to put the Christmas decorations up, and they won't.
Do it in September.
Just around the corner, Dave.
Just around the corner.
It's around the corner.
I think we should have autumn decorations. We should just put autumn decorations up, because I love autumn so much.
Well, I guess Halloween, maybe. You get your pumpkins and stuff, don't you? Yeah. Oh, no, but you just got to go cut straight to Christmas. Straight to the good stuff. God, I went to... oh, my God. Now, I always forget the name. It's called something like Variety or... Lots of things. The Range. The Range.
The driving range. What?
It's a shop called The Range, and it's a bit like B&M Bargains.
Yeah.
It's like just loads of cheap crap. It's amazing. Anyway, half of their store is now Christmas, and like you walk through little grottos, and there's loads of Santas that will sing to you.
Keep
and there's
talking.
Like snowy scenes and little elves. And
I absolutely love it. You can't beat that first little Christmas rush. It is like having pure cinnamon syrup injected into your veins. Just that, it is like a hit. God, I love it so hard.
I'm so glad that you feel the same, because I think most people do find it insufferable.
No, they're wrong.
But are we all, Dave, are you team Christmas?
I love Christmas, but I do think September's too early. That's where I stand.
Beth started Christmas shopping in August.
Christmas shopping's fine, although I find that mad, because I start shopping for Christmas every year on December the 24th.
Yeah.
So it's a very different attitude. But, I mean, Christmas shopping is fine. If you can think of a thing that, you know, someone's going to like, get it whenever, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very down with the shopping thing. But famously, what you do when you Christmas shop in August is then hide the stuff until December the 24th, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of ties in with my attitude, you know?
It was Beth's birthday last weekend. I absolutely nailed it, guys. Absolutely nailed it.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this, actually. I didn't put it on the WhatsApp agenda, but you bought her a toaster.
Yeah, mate.
You did viral marketing for your podcast to your wife.
My husband bought a toaster.
But genuinely, is that what you wanted her to tweet? My husband bought a toaster.
She needed a toaster.
She needed a toaster.
I guess we were a team. To be fair, we are a team, and I bought the toaster on the joint account. And I didn't charge her for the wrapping, though, which I thought was generous. She loved it. She's very happy with it.
Is that what you, when you said I nailed it, you were going to say I bought her a toaster?
Yeah, I bought her a toaster. And I bought her some other stuff as well.
Did she explicitly want a toaster? Or?
Yeah. Fine. It was fine. She still likes, tolerates me, lives with me. She still lives with me. It's fine for now. Fine for now. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I regret not getting a four slot. I think
I was going to ask, did you get a four? You just
just a two slot, just a two. I feel bad about that. That feels a bit scrimpy, and I should have maybe for her, the next big birthday, for the 50th, we'll go for a four slot. But for now, we're sticking with two, and we'll see how we get on. I'll let you know.
You have children, and you've got a 2E. I can't believe it.
That is mad, isn't it? You've got four people in your house. Like that, I'd say that is what you need, a four slot. I don't need a four slot, because I'm only me, you know?
Yeah,
but how often
do
people actually use all four slots? We had a four slot, and two of the slots broke for about a year and a half, and we haven't at any point gone, oh God, we really need all four of those slots. Because the kids they have a piece of toast each. I guess when the kids upgrade to two pieces of toast, when they're a bit bigger and older, then it will become a problem. But for now, I think our toaster choices are absolutely fine.
So, but what, you don't, but if you had a four slot and you all have one piece of toast, you could all have the toast at the same time.
But we never all, when is there, like a family. There isn't, well, we don't do that.
Oh, really? What, not even for a bit of toast in the morning?
No, because we have toast at different times. The kids have toast at sort of 7:15 while Beth and I are having tea and looking at each other. And then we get hungry and sort of half an hour later, and then we'll have toast then. So it kind of, it does fit in logistically.
I think you're avoiding spending time with your children.
Of course I'm avoiding spending time with my children. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So if you bought a four-y, you'd have to sit with them and eat toast together.
Yeah.
Or is this where you get to just stare into your wife's eyes?
Yeah.
See, that's not what I pictured when you said staring at each other.
It was sort of horror film type vibe. Usually, exactly. What have we done? Usually with our phones in our hands trying to work out what the hell we're going to do today. That's usually how the day start. Looking at the diaries.
Breaking news. Helen Monks has gone.
I'm glad.
Where is she?
I'm really glad.
She just disappeared.
I think she's just got a pickup for a TV show. Oh, sad times.
I just noticed something.
Oh, I've just had a text from a number I don't recognise. Well, I need to go anyway because I'm about to jump on and do my magic thing, so I'm going to jump off. Maybe she can come back when I've gone.
Oh, I'm going to go anyway, to be honest. I've got to walk the dog. I'm going to go for my brisk walk within 2 hours of getting up.
Go for your brisk walk, and I'll do an impression of Helen saying bye. Bye! That was Helen. And, you know, that's really the end, I suppose.
Here's Helen saying bye. There you go. Oh, shit, I had to find the jingle now.
Oh, this is the best bit. He's got the wrong jingle. He's got the wrong jingle. Here he comes. He's got... No? Still got the wrong jingle.
I don't understand why this... Right. You know, but I blame you a bit for this, right?
No, you labelled them, mate.
I did label them. And now there are... I'm looking at the Dropbox. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different iterations of Cabin Fever jingle.
But they're called, like, Cabin Fever. Jingle is wrong. You want... you do want jingle. You want the full jingle.
That's what I just pressed then, though. And that didn't...
Not called Cabin Fever.
This is Cabin Fever jingle.
Cabin Cabin Here we go.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh, my God. This is how the nervous breakdown
is going
to go.
So many different ones that are in the thing. I can't even find it now.
Just Fever. Press any of them, Dave. Just try again. It's something like full or something.
Cabin
Cabin FE8370. Cabin FE8370. That's our Twitter name. Well done, mate. Really, really good. You okay to find the sting at the end as well?
I was trying to... Yeah, I'm going to go through this bloody Dropbox and sort it out at some point. Great big nailed it first time.
Wow. You're getting really good at this. Keep practicing.
Helen's back, but let's just leave.